Birds of Chicago, featuring J.T. Nero and Alison Russell, were in Guelph this past week for a show at the Bullring, one of the shows to kick off the new school year. We caught up with them after the show at the CFIU studios. It's great to be able to talk to you guys again, and welcome back to Guelph.
Thank you. It's great to talk back. To you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you back here. And I know when you were on stage today, you were talking about the fact that you were here for Hillside two summers ago.
That's right.
And it doesn't seem that long ago.
I know, it's going so, time has just sped up somehow, I think, lately. It feels like just a few months ago to us as well, but two summers ago.
Well, certainly as far as I was concerned, you were definitely one of the highlights of the Hillside Festival. Wow. It was great to catch up with you again. We do follow you on Facebook. We are regarded as being a little bit of a stalker.
No, we
Birds of Chicago.
Any interactions?
But you know,
the
thing that gets me is that you guys are on tour all the time, and it blows my mind that you know you're back and forwards across the states, dipping in and out of Canada as well. How do you manage to keep up with it? It is that just the life of the itinerant musician?
Yeah, I think so. And we love it, and we get to be together, which makes it lot easier as well.
I don't think there's any question that if we weren't partners, we couldn't keep this schedule, or at least very happily. And I think that it's sort of in your blood or it isn't. But at the same time, it's not. It's a fairly regimented lifestyle. We're pretty much squares when we're on the road.
It's
true.
We're more
freewheeling when we're at home. You know, when you're on the road, it has a certain rhythm to it and a certain schedule that you have to stick to, or you're going to be
sick and not be able to sing properly.
So it's not quite as sort of destructive to the system as some people might think it is.
Yeah, we do a lot of yoga and running and swimming and drink lots of water and go to bed as early as we can.
Now, home is in Chicago now, because JT, you are from Chicago.
Yeah.
There'll be people listening to this broadcast that may be a little bit familiar with the Birds of Chicago name. I hope anyone that listens to the show on a regular basis will have heard the music, because we're big fans, as I mentioned earlier. But I'd like to start the interview with maybe just talking a little bit about how you got into music, because you, as I understand, still have the band JT and Nero and the Crowns. Is that still a going concern?
Yeah, the Clouds, although I like the Crowns.
JT.
That's a better name, maybe.
We may add yet another band name to our quiver of them. It's probably the first thing to say is that, JT and the Clouds is a Chicago-based band, and my brother and a bunch of guys we've known each other forever, and those Clouds are also all Birds.
Yes,
you know, they are
too.
When you listen to the Birds of Chicago record, that's those fellas playing. So when we refer to Birds of Chicago as a collective, you know, the idea is that it's based around Allie and me, but that kind of core group of musicians is very much at the heart of the music we make. So while there probably won't be a JT and the Clouds album in the next little bit, because we really are focused on the Birds right now. It's just names, really. They're in the mix as far as the music
process
we make. And as far as how we got to this point, folks in Guelph will certainly know Allie from Po Girl, and Po Girl and JT and the Clouds were just kind of mutual fan bands for a while. And I met Allie in 2001 when I was still living in San Francisco, I was friends with the Be Good Tanyas at the time, as they were forming. One of them who started the band, Jolie Holland, was living in San Francisco. So there's a bit of a back and forth between those scenes. And I remember Trish talking about this young gal who played clarinet and was an amazing singer. And so we met and hit it off. And when I moved to Chicago for a period of years, it was just making excuses to to do things together. You know, when they Pogue Girl came through our part of the world, we would help put on shows for them, and they would do the same. Yeah. And then we started showing up on each other's albums and
going on tour together.
And then
having a baby.
Yeah. Then specifically, Allie and I started finding more and more reasons to be in the same space, and it's kind of. I knew there was something really magic with the blending of our voices from the first drunken time that we sang together in a hotel room,
and
I think it was at Folk Alliance
in
2005. And so, you know, when you strictly from a musical standpoint, you know, there's so much music out there that, and so many musicians that you may love and respect and really, but it doesn't necessarily mean that in terms of making music together, it's a good fit. And sometimes I'm even talking just to the weird alchemy of two voices. You know, you can be two great singers, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to sound right together. And just from the first time we sang together, I knew it sounded right on a gut level. And so we've been doing it more ever since.
Yeah. So Ali, I mean, you were a member of Pogue
with
Ona.
Yeah,
are you
still
is Pogue Girl still regarded as being a going concern?
You know, it's Pogue Girl exists and it's not going anywhere. But Ona and I have both been so caught up in our new projects that we're trying to figure out a time to get together and write some new songs for the next Pogue Girl album, which, you know, will come out probably in the next couple of years, just as a Clouds album will probably come out in the next couple of years. But we are so focused on Birds right now, and Anna's solo career has really taken off. I don't know if you have her solo record yet, Where the Darkness Goes, but it is stunning. And she's got a new EP. She just sent us Dropbox files, so we're really excited.
Oh well, maybe she'll
send
me some
Dropbox
files.
I'll tell her to send you some.
Yeah.
And she's about to, you know, embark on a tour of Europe with Kara Luft, who is formerly of the Waylon Jennies, and Brandy's Dan, who used to be part of Twilight Hotel, Manitoba, amazing Manitoba artist. They're doing a trio, sort of a special. I think it's called the ABC of Canadian folk music. You know, they're over in Europe. And
yes, our agent was very pleased with them. I think
he came up with the name, the booking agent. Yeah, and she's just on fire, and again, Anna has been an ongoing collaborator with us on the Birds album. She has cameos, and we sing on. You know, I have a cameo on hers, and some
of the guys in the Clouds all
play on
it.
So it's
very
part of the extended family, and so
you know,
I'm
starting to see an extended family festival taking place where all of these different people can come together, and then you'll get to spend time together, and then the rest of us who enjoy your music will get to enjoy
it.
We have talked about that. That is definitely the ultimate goal. I know for Allie and me, you know, the traveling homeschool bus is definitely our vision. That's the goal. You know, we want to be able to, you know, because right now one of the reasons why this collective is sort of on the model that it is, you know, Allie and I are the ones who are sort of insane enough to be out all the time.
It's true.
And we'll you know, take one or two Clouds with us at a time, depending on the economics and logistics.
And if they're good,
No, they are. They're all great.
They've already passed that test. But one of the things that this model, the Birds of Chicago Collective, was sort of based around was the idea that Allie and I were crazy enough and willing to be out on the road all the time. But we certainly couldn't just afford to bring the entire orchestra with us and have them all leave their jobs and their
families
full time. So we sort of swap in, a Cloud bird will come out with us, or two of them will, depending on the particular economics of a run. And then they'll go home and, get back in the good graces of their families and their jobs. And we'll swap them out for, another one. But there's a group of about six or seven guys back home that we trust to be on the road with, and as implicitly as musicians. So we kind of swap them in
musicians.
And out right now. But eventually, you know, the great goal is to be able to, to put them all on the have everybody on the payroll and bring the families and go and you know, that
it's our dream for the future.
Yeah,
you know, I kind of imagine you crossing the country in some sort of, you know, colorful VW microbus. Is that anything like reality?
Well, it might have to be a macro bus.
Right now, it's a Ford Econoline van.
Yeah, but, not nearly as romantic.
No, it's colorful inside,
but it gets the job done.
Full of love.
I'd love to have a converted bus that we could run on vegetable oil and
or solar power or electricity. Yeah.
So you mentioned that at the start of the interview, is not only are you musical partners currently, but you're also life partners as well. I gather you got married.
Recently
married. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then I gather that there's a baby bird of Chicago on the way.
Yes, she's on the way. We know it's a girl. We found out because we figured there'd be enough surprises. And she's on the way mid-December, so we're about 6.5 months along now, almost 7 months along. And hopefully we'll get to see Anna for the birth. She's planning some shows around the Midwest at the time, so she can be there.
Within a drive distance. Yeah.
I always kind of wonder what the effect of, you know, banjo or ukulele and clarinet in close proximity in utero.
Here's your living test. You're about to find out.
As we go along. Yeah. She may come out, and by the time she's old enough to recognize what they are, run screaming, you know, or she might find it soothing. It can go either. Our friend Rhiannon Giddens, who's a wonderful singer for a part of a band called the Carolina Chocolate Drops. I don't know if you've heard them, but they're a fabulous band. And she's got two children that have been, you know, in utero on the road, raised on the road. Aoife, her daughter, is 4, and her son, Cuivin, is 5 months old. And Aoife finds the banjo really soothing because her whole gestation, you know, there's mom playing banjo against her little pocket, and so she'll just fall asleep to the banjo now. So I'm hoping that it's the same for our baby, that she finds it soothing and familiar and comforting.
And I gather, is it your mother, Ali, that will be coming on the road with you?
It's JT's mom.
Oh, it's the mother-in-law coming on the road.
And I love her to death. We get along great. And she's amazing. She's retired and she's got a ton of energy. And she's been waiting for this for a long time.
Yes, she's been angling for this job for a couple of years. Yes. She was starting to get antsy waiting on us to produce. So
yes.
So tell us a little bit about where things stand just now. Birds of Chicago, your first album, came out in 2012. Great album, got some wonderful reviews. What's next?
Well, I guess, and just from a nuts and bolts standpoint, we will tour up until American Thanksgiving, which is November 27th, and then we will, assuming everything is okay health wise and she lets us, but then we'll nest up in northern Wisconsin with the baby until the end of January, and then we're if all goes well, again we will head over to Europe with the new Bean and
Grandma
with Grandma and Toe in February.
We've got a live album coming out soon.
We've got a live album that'll be recorded at the end of June. Mm-hmm. And I hope in fact we just got some mixes in the mail, and so I hope that will be out to sort of tie people over
by
November 1st, and then the hope is to get into the studio to start working on the next proper record in the beginning of April. A lot on tap, and the baby is not going to change things in terms of our you know, our covering miles. We'll still get out. You won't be able to hide from us.
Except hopefully the next record will have some baby sounds on there mixed in somewhere.
Or maybe that's another option for another album.
Heartbeat will provide the track for one record.
you did play some new songs today. Mm. What is the writing process for the band? I mean, JT, you've got a strong reputation as a songwriter. Ali, you've written with Pogo.
Yeah.
Do you write much together, or is it mainly writing separately?
We mostly will write separately and then bring, you know, get the bones of the songs down and then bring them to each other and work it out together, work it out with the band. So it becomes very collaborative. But so far we haven't sat down and traded lines or verses or anything like that. We'll generally each present a song. JT's much more prolific than I am, so I'll write about 3 or 4 to his 10 or 11, you know. But it's great because we both, I think we're both writing towards the project more now as well. And absolutely, having that luxury of, I get to write, you know, with a male voice in mind, and he gets to write with a female voice in mind. And it's a lot of fun that way.
Yeah, and I think that that is something that, you know, it was beginning to get underway with the first record. And I think when the next record comes out, that will be fleshed out even more. Yeah. Sort of, you know, within a given song, you know, kind of conversations between two voices, you know. And I really grew up loving the duet tradition, whether it was, you know, country music, you know, George Jones and Tammy Wynette, or, you know, or from the soul side, like, you know, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that back and forth. And from a writer standpoint, it's really exciting to have, you know, another perspective, a woman's perspective,
and
also a vocalist who's just on a singing level, you know, just one of my favorite singers in the world. So all of a sudden you've got that in your band as, you know, as a voice to write for. So it's, you know, can't help but be inspiring.
Well, I know you do have instruments with you, and I was hoping that maybe we could twist your arm into playing a song or two before we get done today.
We won't have to do any twisting.
We'd be happy to.
We brought them.
Okay, so I'm going to let you get ready and tune up a little bit, and then we'll have Birds in Chicago live on Folk Roots Radio on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
There's no time like the summertime. Three parts living, one part dying. Stir it up, pour it over ice and drink. And there's nothing like a wild and bleeding town. Put you in the here and now. Spring is gone, shake off that dream.
I soothe you if it pleases you. That's the thing that I can do. But I got that drop of poison too. Ooh, stand on down the line. This is not the day I die. But if it is, that's alright. All the city girls sing sha-la-la-la-la. Cry, cry, bleed, bleed, bah, whoa, breathe, breathe, sing, sing, sing that harmony. Oh, yeah. Ah, ooh. Oh.
Well, it's hard to see it when you're so deep in it that every minute is a stolen minute. Where we're from, they won't let you forget it, no, no. In off the lake, a cooling breeze, but it won't find its way to me. I'm at the corner of Kimball and Fullerton Street, my guy.
Now soothe you if it pleases you. That's a thing.
This is not the day I die. No. Oh, yeah. Oh.
That was amazing. Birds of Chicago live on Folk Roots Radio this morning. That was the song I heard. That was like your second last song or something?
Yes.
A new song.
It's a real new one, yes.
And it is incredible, and I feel very lucky to have a copy of that now. That's is the title of that?
That's got all the City Girls. It's a
God. That needs to be released as soon as possible.
Well, we want to have it out in time for next summer. It's a summer song, and we got it out at the swoon of this year's summer, so.
I can't wait to see the video that accompanies that, because that song is phenomenal. Absolutely.
Thank you.
The harmonization between you there. I'm sure you realized this when you got together way back in San Francisco. I thought, oh my God, there's something here. There's something bigger than both of us. Mm-hmm. But that was absolutely, absolutely fabulous. Will that be on the live album, or is the live album going to be?
There will be a version of it on the live album.
Yep, yeah, it's there. And it will be on the studio album too.
And we will do a video for it. Chicago is a remarkable place, and there's something about the beginning of summer in Chicago there's an energy there that's particularly exciting, and every time I happen to, if I'm lucky enough to be back in Chicago right at that kind of moment, it always coughs up a song. So and that this was this year's summer, so yeah, I was lucky to catch it. It's a remarkable place.
Well, a remarkable song as well, and that was absolutely fabulous. I'd love you to play something else. What would you like to play? Now you're so enthusiastic, even though you've already done a show today. You could play something from the Birds of Chicago album.
Yeah. Let's see what we do. We love that album. Yeah. Which one do you want to do? Do you want to do Flying Dreams? Flying Dreams. That's what we'll do. Perfect.
We have Susan Wheeler sitting in the studio with a camera. This is one of her favorite songs. Yeah. So we're going to have Birds of Chicago, J.T. Nero and Ali Russell play Flying Dreams for us.
I really like that. This song now, it's funny because, of course, J.T. wrote it long before we got pregnant, but now it makes me think of our baby.
Yeah, as Ali said, I was thinking about my niece as she was just into the world when we wrote this, and you know, it's a song of innocence and experience, that whole thing.
Yeah.
How we come in, what we acquire, what we lose. You know. The song was actually originally entitled "How We Come In: What We Acquire, What We Lose,"
but and I thought that was too cumbersome.
Flying Dreams
catchy, this is called Flying Dreams.
You know, we're in a college campus. They love those colon titles. I used to make fun of my dad. He's an English professor, but you know those titles for those essays, there'd be a really long one to start with. Like a 10-word, and then there'd be a colon with 10 more words on the other side explaining what the first 10 words are about. Restrain myself. Flying Dreams.
You fed them every morning, little crumbs from your pocket, yeah. And then one day they were gone. The one they left behind, broken wing, drifting along. Oh, how you cry, 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 cry. When you wake up, when you wake up and everything is dying, I'll hold you close, I'll wipe the tears from your eyes. You are young, you are wise, here in your time, sha-da-da-da. I wish you flying dreams. wish you flying dreams. I wish you flying dreams. I don't wish you wings. 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 Cause if you grow those things, man, that's everything. There's no more dreams, there's only silence in the night. When you were a little girl, oh, you loved the world. When you were a little baby girl, oh, you loved the world. When you were a little baby girl, you felt the pain of the world. When you were a little baby girl, oh, you felt the pain of. I could see your mother trying to rock you to sleep, but your eyes are with the ghosts out on the periphery. When you wake up and everything is dying, I'll hold you close, I'll wipe the tears from your eyes. You are young, you are wise, here in your time, da 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 da. I wish you flying dreams, I wish you flying dreams, I wish you flying dreams, I wish you flying dreams. I don't wish you wings, I don't wish you wings, I don't wish you wings, I don't wish you wings. Cause if you grow those things, man, that's everything. There's no more dreams, there's only silence in the night. I wish you flying dreams, I wish you flying dreams, I wish you flying dreams, I wish you flying dreams. I don't wish you wings, I don't wish you wings, I don't wish you wings, I don't wish you wings. Cause if you grow everything, there's no more dreams, there's only silence in the night.
That's Birds of Chicago live this morning on Folk Roots Radio. And I wish you flying dreams from the Birds of Chicago album. Now, if you don't have this album, you really need to go out and get it. And I'm going to get JT and Ali to remind people how they can pick up a copy of that album.
Well, you can go to www.birdsofchicago.com.
Oh, your radio voice. Nice.
And there are links there that you can, it's on CD Baby, it's on iTunes and Amazon, and it's all over the place. So we'd love to share it with you.
It's a phenomenal album, and the live album will be out in November, is that right?
That's what we're gunning for, yeah, November 1st.
No, that's great. If people want to follow you on social media, I think you're on Facebook, and you're on Twitter as well?
We are. At JT and Ali.
Ali, I'm supposed to be the tweeter, and Ali is always reminding me that I'm a delinquent tweeter, so I'm going to try to be a better man, better tweeter in 2014. So, we're out there.
Yes.
Well, look, I wanted to thank you for popping in and spending a little time for us today, and really look forward to this live album when it comes. The future is so bright. I know when the baby bird arrives, she's going to feel very lucky that she gets to tour with Mommy and Daddy.
Oh, I hope so. I hope you're right.
If it turns out differently, she's going to come stay with you for a few months.
Well, we'll definitely welcome her to do that. We're going to finish with an album track. We're going to play a track from the Birds of Chicago album, and I'm going to have you guys introduce that.
Okay.
Do we get to choose?
You get to choose, too.
This is one that... Can I choose?
Yes, you can choose.
Can we do Come Morning?
Oh, absolutely.
Because this is one of my favorite ones Allie sings, and we don't do it enough. It somehow slips.
Live.
It slips because maybe because it's moody. And
Well, it's also on the album. I'm singing with one of our favorite singers in the world named Michelle McGrath. She lives in Southern Ohio, and we don't get to have her out on the road very much because she's a mom of two little gals, and so we snitch her when we can, but it's not often. Hopefully, if we're lucky enough to come back to Canada for some festivals next summer, maybe we'll get to bring Michelle and the family as well. Yeah. So it's she and I singing this track. I think that's probably why we do it so rarely live, because I just love
it. Is
I
magic love magic for the two of them together?
This one.
So yeah, that's my request. Come morning.
All right.
So this is Birds of Chicago and Come Morning. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Too many years have gone by, my love, for you to come to me in my dreams, in my dreams, in my dreams, all the joy you bring breaks my heart. I could smell the whiskey on your sweat. Guess I even miss your temper. That's how bad I got it. Cup of water to cool you. Then I led you to our bedroom. Put that dress boots hanging in the closet, 17 cavalry regiment. Oh, I think I knew even then. Too many years have gone by. Thank you.
that's a breathing leg. So don't come to me when I'm at best.